You're listening and watching MHF, Move Her Forward podcast and TV series, a place where you can listen, learn, and yes, level up. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Edwina McKinnon, and on Move Her Forward, we bring new topics each week that is dedicated to women in business. What do chess players and women in business have in common? The best ones is always anticipating their next five moves. So join us as we will have thought-provoking conversations where our speakers will share their secrets in strategizing their next moves and helping our audience learn, listen, and level up. We will be interviewing some incredible individuals all across the world, turning their wisdom and their experience into some incredible, actionable advice that you can use in your life. No matter your background, your profession, your age, or industry, to really build momentum in both your career and life. Our topics range from enhancing productivity, leadership, sales, entrepreneurship, and so much more. And guess what? If you love learning new things and leveling up, please remember to hit that subscribe button because you will love it here at Move Her Forward, where we really remove the fluff from our conversation and really start to bring value to your day. So right now, I'm going to welcome our guest today, which I'm so excited. Her name is Raquel, Felicia Raquel. She's actually one of the brightest gems that I've actually come across on social media. And it's just amazing to have her a part of this episode. So at this time, I'm going to welcome Raquel. She's actually located in Toronto, Canada, and is really well known for being a serial entrepreneur, a real estate mogul. And also recently she wrote and published something which is amazing to share, which is now number one best-selling book titled Her Vision. And she continues to inspire and motivate people in business, yes, across the world. So at this time, we're going to welcome our guest, Felicia Raquel. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
Thank you so much for having me, Edwina. I love what you're doing, and I'm so honored to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. So we're going to kickstart off with listeners just getting to know who you are a little bit better. I know that I've taken some time to know who you are, but now I want the listeners to know who this amazing gem is rising from Toronto, Canada.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. And I'm really here to, really inspire people and share my journey with them. And hopefully through, you know, my journey, through my entrepreneurship, people can learn from me. I know there's a lot of people out there who are really excited about getting their businesses off the ground. You know, some people have come to hurdles and they're just like, what do I do? Where do I go? So I'm glad that I can be that role model and that person of influence for them.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a deep dive into your background and kind of how you came into real estate. There's a few shows that actually recently came off and on Netflix, I believe, that really caused a tipping point in a lot of women's life. One of them is Selling Tampa, Selling Sunset. These are like really big shows that allowed women to see that women could be really successful in real estate. And that's kind of why we brought you onto this episode, because we really want to highlight that journey of you going into real estate. And just looking and listening to our listeners, they want to know, like, is real estate something that they should get into? So let's take a step back and look at the strategies that you took to get into real estate. I first want to ask, like, why real estate? Why did you decide to take that direction with your career?
Well, the reason why I decided to take that direction with my career specifically is for my passion of, you know, real estate and really helping people. So I know we're going to get into it later in regards to, you know, where I started in terms of my businesses. I started in business when I was 15 years old, and that business allowed me to really, you know, open my eyes to figure out exactly what I wanted to do with my life. And at that point, I was like, wow, I really love helping people. And so as my skills developed and I started to, you know, become more mature, my craving for success grew a lot more. And I wanted it more on a bigger scale. And that's when real estate became that opportunity for me, given the fact that I had a construction background already, because my father-in-law was a builder for 50 plus years. So it was just pretty much hand in hand to get into real estate and selling the actual property versus working on it on a construction standpoint. And
wow.
So when I got into real estate, I just loved the opportunity of pretty much not having a ceiling or cap on top of my career, that it was like you could, the sky was the limit. And that's really what it is. And so it's not an easy journey. I know a lot of people do get confused. They see these, you know, episodes on TV, these reality shows, and you see us walking around with our bougie self and our fancy cars and all that. But let me tell you, it is a lot of work. And that person that does have that fancy car and that person that is wearing those nice high heels, you know, it's really been worked for. And every day is a new drama in the world, in a sense, right? Because there's just so many moving parts to being a realtor. And I would never change my career path. I love it. I just really keep adding and expanding. And there's just so much growth and opportunity in this business and in this sector.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like watching your growth from like when you started online to where you are now, it's definitely speaking volumes as to the growth that you have seen in your brand and your business. But I wanted to take a step back. I don't know if our listeners just heard that, but you started your first business at age 15. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the business that you started at 15. And is it actually an active business now?
It is an active business right now, actually. So it's funny because I would always make this this saying, you know, to my peers, my friends, my family, and say, hey, back then, you know, I was a hustler. They used to call me a hustler, you know, we used to do multiple things. And now, you know, being much more mature and in the professional world, they label us now as a serial entrepreneur. But really, we're still hustlers. We're doing so many things. And it's not easy. So at 15 years old, what I started was I love dance. So I know there's a lot of dancers watching this. Shout out to all those dancers who, you know, strive to do it on a professional level and perform full time. And they have that dream. Those dreams can definitely come true as long as you have a solid plan. And that was me at 15 years old. I wanted to create a business where I gave a pathway to dancers and allowed them to do their craft full time, not part time. And so I opened this company called Diva Diverse. And Diva was because that was kind of like my nickname. Oh, you're such a diva. Diverse was to speak to the amazing talent in Toronto. So it didn't matter what kind of style you had or you went to school for, that you're trained for. I wanted to hire you. I wanted to put you out there. I wanted to promote you. And I wanted you on the stage. And so 4,000 costumes later and like 30 performers under my belt, between Toronto and Miami, there was Diva Diverse, born in 03, February, and continuously still going. So I never stopped that company. It kind of slowed down, obviously, during COVID. But she's still up and running. And it's a beautiful company that really allowed me to understand a lot of things in business that I was never privy to before. So the way I run my construction company today, instead of me dealing with like 30 dancers, I'm dealing with like 30 construction workers now.
Wow.
And so everything that I learned with, you know, managing, handling a team, leadership, communication skills, all of that, problem solving, all of that that I learned at such a young, young age allowed me to take that and apply it to my businesses today, even with my real estate side and dealing with, you know, agents that are working for my brand right now as well and helping out.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Like, I'm just like, I'm really stunned. Like 15, like, you know, I'm just looking at most girls with that, with a mindset at 15, you know, most girls were not thinking about starting their business. And I know back then entrepreneurship wasn't entrepreneurship, right? It was kind of like frowned upon in some communities to go out and do your own thing. So I'm just kind of trying to understand the strategy and your mindset at that time. Did you have like a mentor? Like, how did you wake up one day and say, let me start my business? Where did that seed kind of start?
Good question. So funny enough, I did try corporate world. I did try it. I worked at the bank. That's why I have really, really quick money counting skills. My assistant loves to help me out on that. And that really came from the corporate world. So like a lot of, you know, the listeners right now, their parents would maybe want to push you into a certain industry because they want you to be secure in a job, in a career, in a high paying category. And my family really wanted that for me as well, you know, and particularly like my mom, you know, maybe consider going into nursing, consider health, consider corporate, get into maybe the banking world. So I gave it a shot and I was there for 3 years. I still had my, you know, Diva Diverse and my other companies on the side. But I couldn't like live. I felt like I was in jail. I felt suffocated. I felt miserable. I was so depressed. And I know a lot of people can relate. It's when you feel like you have to do that job to pay bills. You have to do that job to satisfy your family or your whoever it is that's rooting for you. But if that person is really not you, you really got to figure it out and build up that courage to just find your path, you know, whatever that means. If that's, you know, entrepreneurship for you, or it's just a completely different industry. And so because of that and me trying and realizing that I cannot really answer to somebody else, that's what really pushed me at a young age to be like, oh my God, if I don't figure out right now what I want to do, my mom's going to expect me to be in school for something that I really hate. And that's the reason why I felt like I was pressured to be like, okay, let me get my ducks in a row here. I gotta do something. I gotta prove it.
Yeah. And a lot of women too, like, especially like young teenage girls growing up, they're put in a box, right? And they're kind of told what to do. And I kind of resonate with what you're saying, because I remember coming out of high school and my parents were like, you have to go into law. And it's not really something that I wanted to do. But like you said, like, the people around you, your environment, they almost push you into a box and tell you what you want to do. So kudos to you for kind of going against the grain. And I know a lot of our listeners, they go against the grain and they kind of like, they want to find new ways to reinvent themselves. Something that you touched upon is serial entrepreneurship. Do you mind explaining to our listeners, for those that don't understand that terminology, what that means?
Yes, absolutely. So pretty much it means where you are running multiple businesses all at the same time. So I started off as an entrepreneur. I had Diva Diverse and that was my thing. And then I wanted to evolve. I wanted to, you know, increase my revenue streams. I wanted to get out there and get my hands wet in different sectors because I was super excited, which I still am. And, you know, from Diva Diverse, the dance company, then I kind of immersed into, I have so many different licenses. We can be here all day. Cars, I did mortgages, like all that jazz. So I started, you know, just my journey and the things that really stuck, that I really gelled with, that I loved and I had a passion for, I kept it. So that's the reason why today I have Diva Diverse, my talent agency. I have my real estate business. I have my construction business, Felicia Homes. I'm an author, so I write, I do public speaking. I also, mentor females in business. So I do coaching as well. I have a lot of different properties also that I do major property management. And I manage also my own properties as well, which is, between here and the US. So, it does keep me busy. And pretty much that's the definition of serial entrepreneur. So when you have that word in front of entrepreneur, it just means that you're operating multiple businesses rather, all at the same time.
Yeah. And how do you keep up with all of the different businesses that you currently have ongoing?
Number one, and I'm going to say this and take note of it, find yourself an amazing assistant. That is number one. You may have to have two. At this point in my career, I have two assistants and I have a project manager and looking to hire on two more other project managers. But your support around you is the world. I've had seven in the past assistants that, you know, they came, they gave their skills. Some of them were for the job. Obviously, the others weren't. You got to really kind of become like a personality specialist in a sense, you know, as a leader.
Wow, that's so true. And what do you mean about personality specialist?
You need to figure out exactly what the strengths and the weaknesses are of the individual that you're going to be having around you, especially for long periods of time. And you're going to have to kind of become the professional in dealing with all these other types of personalities. Because from your assistant to the part-timers, to the workers, all the contractors, the people who help you on the daily, people are going to have their good days and people are going to have their bad days. And if you're the type of person to kind of react quickly, quickly to certain situations, you're going to cause yourself so much stress. You're going to lose workers. You're going to have such high turnover. So it's like continuing the growth within yourself and, you know, maybe taking on some courses as well to grow yourself and your thought process, and changing your perception is key. If I were to say, am I the same person right now today as I was 3 years ago, 5 years ago? Absolutely not. The way I perceive things and deal with the problem solving is completely different than I was doing it even 2 years ago.
Yeah, you're definitely dropping some gems, and I hope our listeners are actually having a notepad and pen out, because you are really dropping some gems today. I love the fact that you talk about reinvesting in yourself. There's a lot of individuals that think they, you know, you go to school, you leave school, you go get a job, or you may open up a business, and the skill set just remains stagnant and they never reinvest themselves. So I really love the fact that you keep reinvesting in yourself and leveling up your skill set, because that's really what this whole podcast is about, is really bringing illumination to that, the importance of keep leveling up. So I wanted to also look at the real estate market now. So I know there's like a lot of stuff going on. And I know just like looking at last year, like just the market has just been really crazy. Do you still believe now is a great time for women? Because we're looking at real estate. It is a male dominated industry. Like no matter where I look, I see a lot of males taking over this industry. Do you still believe, no matter what the market's going through, that now is still a great time for women to get involved in real estate?
I believe that whatever somebody wants in their life or their career, it's always a good time then. For me, I kind of live with the motto, like I live like I'm dying, you know, and my husband would always say,
oh, wow. Could you just repeat that? That's you got to repeat these little jumps for us.
Sure. So I live like I'm dying. So the advice I'll give to you guys is live like you're dying. Live like, you know, when someone finds out like they're sick, you know, and I know it's a taboo to talk about, but if someone were today were to find out, oh my God, they only have a certain amount of days to live, we're going to do the most. They're going to go bungee jumping, skydiving. They're going to go deep scuba diving. They're going to, you know, do everything because they want to get it in this lifetime. My belief is like, we're so blessed. We are so blessed, Edwina, to have this physical form right now. Why are we waiting? Like, what are we waiting for? Why aren't you, if you have a goal in your mind and you're like, my goal is to become a realtor. I love these shows like Selling Sunset. I want to be like those girls up there. They are hot. They are resilient. They are a force. I want to be like that. And you take those women as your inspiration. What are you waiting for? Go take the course. You can go and sign up at school today. You can start the program. You go take your exams. You pass it. You sign up with a brokerage. You contact me or some other mentor and get your butt moving. You know, so if you live like you're dying, I feel like, hey, like that's what I've been doing. And I'm having a blast still doing it. Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but I'm having a hell of a great time.
Yeah, I love that. And I can definitely see your motto within your brand. I can see the way that you interact with people. That's a huge gem. And that's also how I live my life as well. Like I always feel like I'm running, like I'm on a track field, just consistently running to be better than the next. And that's kind of why I put together this podcast and TV series, is because I really wanted to motivate and inspire women to not just stay stagnant and not just keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Something that I'm really afraid of, Felicia, is waking up at the age of 65 and having all these regrets. And I've seen this happen time over again, especially within my family, like, you know, waking up at 65 and just being like, where did my life go? Right. So I feel like you really have to be intentional. And you are a prime example, a really great role model of being intentional with what you want to do. For the ladies that are having struggling with imposter syndrome, where they're waking up and they don't think they're good enough, and they do see these wonderful, beautiful individuals on TV and even yourself, what are some actionable advice and tips that you can give women that are just struggling with this imposter syndrome?
So I know a lot of people today, they wake up and they open up Instagram and they listen to other people's lives. I know this. I have cousins, I have younger cousins. I know this is like a routine. whether it's in the shower, like people are doing some crazy things nowadays, bringing their phone in their shower, you know, sitting on the throne in the morning, watching an hour worth of episodes on people's lives, scrolling on Instagram, they're on YouTube while they're cooking, watching things, right? Like, it's just like an overload of information nowadays, right? But I find it very interesting that a lot of people are listening to the wrong thing. If you know that you have a goal, right, in becoming an entrepreneur, a business owner, right, what is the value that you're bringing to yourself when you're listening to other people's lives on what she wore last night, what happened at a party last night, what the next celebrity did? Oh my God, this person broke up with who and did all the drama. Who cares? Work on yourself. So if you start making yourself a routine where, okay, every morning I know it's going to take me an hour to put my face together, do my hair, you know, get my outfits together, dedicate time blocking, maybe take an hour of that, put on something motivational. You know, a few of my favorites are Tony Robbins. I have Robert Kawasaki. The list can go on, but those are just a few, you know, Oprah, like there's so many great speakers out there. Michelle Obama also, there's, you can learn from people. They're sharing their journeys on podcasts, on YouTube, you know, follow, you can even follow them on Instagram and just listen and get inspired by them. Don't worry about the fluff, as you called it. I like that word earlier. Don't worry about that. People all have drama. We all have things, but listen to them on a different kind of standpoint, like a different perception, you know, on whatever it is that they're talking about. Maybe it's a struggle. Maybe it's Tony Robbins telling you to get your butt up and let's move. Let's do this. You know, you start your morning maybe like that. Even it doesn't even have to be an hour, guys. It could be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But just hear something positive. Hear something that really allow you to kickstart your day and motivate you. And you're going to be like, yes, when you're commuting to work or whatever you're doing, going to school, you're like, yeah, I feel good. Okay, I got that. I learned something today. I learned about XYZ, whatever related to your industry, you know, instead of all that.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
yeah, I think it's really important to kickstart your day off in the right, you know, set the tone. And something that you said that I actually do myself is every morning I wake up, I listen to something motivational. And I just love that you shared that, because that's something that I urge all of our listeners to start doing, is wake up, set the tone for your day, and really be intentional with it. And a lot of these motivational things online, I find they drop a lot of amazing gems in there just to really help somebody on whatever journey they are. So you mentioned a few of your top ones that you listen to. So you said Tony.
Yeah, Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins. Yeah, that's a big one.
Very motivational.
Yeah.
Pitbull does the openings for him. Pitbull is even on the same tip. I love Pitbull too, and his quotes. You can check him out also. Michelle Obama. We have Gary Vee, we have Oprah. There's just so many amazing people. And it really relates to your particular industry as well, because there may be some people, obviously, that I'm mentioning that may not sit with you, because maybe it's just a completely different industry. But you'll find somebody out there to, you know, look up to that will inspire you. And it just takes
absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, I think you said something that really resonated with me, is like, we need to stop waking up and going onto social media and getting caught up in the weeds. And that's what I say about dealing with like gossip and celebrities. Like, it's okay to take it in some sort of capacity, but if every day you're waking up, going onto social media, talking about who's doing what, who Beyonce is sleeping with, like you get caught up in these celebrities' lifestyles. And if you notice, they're not checking for you. They're not waking up and checking on your Instagram and checking on what you're doing.
They're busy making money. They're busy following their dreams, guys. So that's what I'm saying. And it's just so easy to get caught into that. You can listen to it. We're not saying don't, but just be very cautious of how much time you're dedicating to. Remember, this is called entertainment. So, hey, if you're like, oh, it's a Saturday, it's a Sunday, I got some time to just chill and kick my legs up, have a margarita, let me spend an hour on this and see who's sleeping with who and what drama, who beat up who. Sure, do that. But don't make that the bulk, and don't put so much energy into it. Don't make that the bulk of your day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so with real estate, I know it's a really saturated market, but it's something that you said that makes sense is just start now. So for our listeners that are thinking about getting into real estate, Felicia said it best, start now. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can register, enroll in school, because with real estate, I believe you have to be licensed, right, to actually start to be a real estate broker or an agent. And something that I really want our listeners to hear from you is, how did you get into the development side? I was looking at that, and just the construction side. Again, not a lot of women are in these spaces. So how did you get started? How did you like move yourself forward into this particular journey that you're on?
Yes. These are such great questions. So pretty much it's really when opportunity like comes knocking at your door. And I'm kind of that person, when I see a good opportunity, I really think about it strategically. And I think like, is this going to be good for my brands? Can I handle this mentally, physically, you know, emotionally? I pray on it. You know, having a good relationship with God is like so important when you're in a position like serial entrepreneurship. So when construction came knocking on my door, and it was really the fact that being a real estate broker, my clients were in a kind of an area, a time actually, when houses were just super, super expensive. They're expensive still today, but with the drop of 25%, they're a little bit more affordable now. It's more of a buyer's market right now. But we know when I got this opportunity, it was because a lot of my clients weren't able to actually get their dream home. And I saw the gap in that. And I was like, huh, well, if we buy this home for a fraction of the cost, then I can renovate your kitchen. I can give you your dream kitchen. I can give you your dream bathroom. Oh, you want to do your floors? No problem. And then it just kind of grew and grew more. And then they're like, well, if you're going to do all of that, why don't we just like demolish the house and rebuild it? Why don't we start to find land and build it? Oh, they started to get excited. So, oh, permits? You need permits? No problem. I started to kind of dabble in that and, you know, get involved with doing design. So it really just snowball affected. It started off with one client, and then that client told their aunts and friends and family members, and it was just like a referral base. But given the fact that my father-in-law was a builder for 50 plus years, which today works for me now.
Oh, wow.
He was a builder for 50 plus years. And through his experiences, in the field, he pretty much, taught me everything that I know. Not everything, but majority of things that I know, obviously continuously learning on site every single day. New things come up. Not one contractor knows everything. So yeah, at age 74 now, he pretty much, oversees. He's a supervisor. So he goes out on the field. He, you know, will oversee my project managers and just kind of give his two cents on things and then report back to me. So it's just such an awesome, it's just amazing how life works. And
yeah. I'm actually getting goosebumps just like listening to that, because it's like your parents raise you, right? And then for you to turn around and give back to them or pay it forward, I think that's just really beautiful to now have like a family business. And like, that's always been like my personal goal, is to create a business that I can have my family work in. So I'm honestly just getting goosebumps, because you think about things, and just to see somebody else doing it, like all these ideas that you have, I think it's going to really resonate with me and my listeners that are listening. So how did you get your dad to work for you? I know that's a little bit tough. Like, was there any ego that you had to break
down? So it's actually my father-in-law. So it's my husband's father.
Oh, got it. Okay.
My father is a businessman, so he doesn't really get his hands dirty.
Okay.
So yeah, my father-in-law, as I said, he's such an amazing, amazing man. And he has such great talent when it comes to construction and just knowing so much about it. And, you know, I've been with my husband for, you know, we've been together for 16 years now, married 13. And so pretty much I feel like I've been in construction for 16 years. And when I first started to dabble in the world of construction and kind of just things around our house, you know, he would teach me, but it wasn't like he would teach me nicely because I was a woman. He treated me like as if, you know, like, you should know these things. Like, what are you going to do around? What are you going to do?
Okay.
Who's going to fix these pipes, you know? And with his hard Jamaican accent on top of that, what makes it so much more worse, you know? So you can just imagine. And so, yeah. You know, my first few years in it, like, I literally got beat up from him, like with words, you know, like you should know these things, like, come on, like, you know, it's hard training. But today, funny enough, it's kind of like I'm teaching him now because we're doing different things on the field. We're using different materials on the field. There's different codes and bylaws that we have to comply with. So whenever there's like a really big job and it might be over his head, he'll have an idea. He'll know, but I'll be like, no, Dad, no, it's actually this way. This is what we got to do, you know? And so he's learning from me. And
wow,
it's just, that's what I said. It's just such an amazing journey. And, you know, it's taken years to get here, but it's like, I've finally gained his respect, as a GC, you know, as he calls it.
Yeah. And that's important. I didn't even know you were married for 16 years. Yeah, that's beautiful. Cause a lot of women right now.
My anniversary is actually coming up August 13th.
Oh, beautiful. Happy anniversary in advance. That's amazing. And I think this is really good for our listeners to hear that because I was going to ask, like, are you married? Do you have kids? Like, you can actually still be able to balance life while clearly being a serial entrepreneur and really getting your brand out there. So kudos to you. And it looks like you guys are working as a really good, efficient team and building a really nice brand. So that's amazing. I wanted to also ask you, just with the relationship with you and your husband, how does the dynamics work in business? Do you guys kind of separate it? Like, once you guys step in the office, it's business? Or do you guys kind of like still bring marriage and business?
Really, really good questions. So my husband actually does not have anything to do with my businesses at all. He has.
You guys, is our listeners listening to this? Like, these are some crazy gems that we're getting.
Yes, he actually has his own businesses that he owns and operates fully on his own. I used to help him with his business at one point, but like with my career and multiple businesses, it's just gotten to the point where I just can't. So I just emotionally support him. Or if he needs something like here and there, I'll jump in and kind of, you know, do the admin part or whatever it is. But with my businesses, it's literally like all me, my teams, my assistants, my crews, all of that. I literally say goodbye. I love you. Have yourself a fantastic day today, babe. And I'm out the house. And then I come home, and if I'm not too tired or it wasn't super stressful, we always have dinner together. So that's one of the things that I practice in my household, is just kind of coming together and eating together and just talking and hearing how his day went. And yeah, I usually try and keep business out of it, just because it's so much, you know, you got to balance.
Yeah, no, especially with everything that you have going on. So at this point, I want to pivot to your book. If you can share your book. Yes. Yes. I was like, so you have like four different businesses, and then on top of that, you're an author, and the book went right to number one bestseller. So I'm kind of intrigued, like, how did you strategize with making, like, coming out with a book, and how is your sales and how's everything going around your book?
So I've always had this goal to, you know, put my life in a book. I was just thinking, I'm like, you know, a lot of people always make jokes and say, hey, you should have a reality show. Like, your life is so crazy all the time. Like, from the moment you wake up, it starts off with my, you know, personal trainer. And then, like, I have, you know, sessions where I'm like, you know, doing mentorship, and then I get on the field and stuff. So, and that's like 7 days a week. I don't really have time off. I have to take a vacation.
Wow.
So, I just thought, I'm like, you know, this is so amazing. Like, I'm never going to have this day again. I'm never going to have this particular year like this again. Like, life happens and it comes and it goes. And I want to highlight these moments, good and bad, so that people have something to kind of, you know, look upon. And so it took me 3 years. It wasn't fast. It took me 3 years to release my book, but I finally did it. And I'm really, really happy that I did, because there's a lot of things in my book that a lot of people don't really know about me. So I wanted to put it into one place where you can finally get to know me, that journey of where I was, in particularly that chapter of my life.
Yeah. And I think it, like, I was reading your book, and it's very inspiring. It's very motivating just to kind of see where you started and then where you're off to and where your the vision for your life. So I think the book is important, and I feel like our listeners, if you have not already, you should check out the book. Felicia is not prepared for this, but I'm actually going to pay it forward to one of her listeners. So what this goes live, we're actually going to go ahead and give a free book out to one of our listeners, and they'll be able to definitely experience the wonderful motivation that you share in your pages. And something that I really loved with your book is you shared the downtimes, and sometimes that's missing on social media, that's missing in conversation. So it's really nice that you were very open and you showed people the ups, the downs, the struggles that you went through, because it's really important for people to see
for sure,
that.
For sure. And it wasn't easy. And, you know, and that's the reason why I thought, you know, it'd be better to put it in a book so people can kind of read it on their own time and, you know, get their own perception of everything. And I'm working on another book, so I'm hoping it'll be obviously faster than, you know, 3 years, because you always kind of doubt yourself on, you know, oh, what are people going to think? Or, oh, should I share that? That's a little bit too sensitive and all of that. But I think by the time I finished writing this book, I was just like, you know what? I just want it out there. I want it done. So, you know, people behind me, like my younger cousins who look up to me and my future children to come when I do have children, they can be like, oh, yeah, that happened to my mom. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. It's like it's something physical, like a legacy. It's a legacy that you've built, right? So when you have kids, or when your family has kids, like it's like a generational wealth that's being passed down. So it's really inspiring to see all the amazing things that you're doing. So with all of our episodes, I always end it off like this. I remember a few years I was going to a lot of different motivational events, and I was really excited every time I left these events. You know, that adrenaline rush that you would feel, you get super excited, but usually after a few days, naturally your feelings start to deflate. And finally, maybe a week or two, you kind of feel stuck. And this is why I came up with the TV series and made it more about personal development. So I really want you to share a few actionable advice and tips. I know you shared a lot of gems throughout this session, but if we can just get in a bite size, what is a few things that you can share with our listener right now to really move forward in real estate, move forward in life, move forward in their career? Anything that you can share that can be a real actionable advice for a tip that somebody can take
sure.
right now.
So I am like an action taker. You know, I definitely believe in taking action and massive action now. And if that is you and you're wanting to achieve something great in life and move mountains, just know that you can. But the first step in doing so is you got to write your goals down, whether that's with a pen and paper or it's on your cell phone. You got to write them down now. Just write 10 of them down, some quick goals. And it can be as simple as what you're doing tomorrow. You know, you always need to have a plan. You shouldn't just like wake up and just live. Have a plan, have your goals set, small, like short-term goals and long-term goals. And I know that's kind of said so lightly. People are like, yeah, I've heard that before, but I'm dead serious when I say I know what I'm doing, like all of next week already. My whole agenda is planned out. And that's something that's super important. And I want people to kind of take that. Don't take it with a grain of salt. Like really, really write your goals down and figure out what you're doing tomorrow that's going to help you take those steps to achieving the bigger goals. And find yourself that mentor. Like, it's super easy. It's not costing you anything. It's free on YouTube. Just find yourself that one person that you want to follow and start following and listening to them. Like tonight, like when, after you finish listening to this, go online and take action like right now. Don't wait. And third, really live like you're dying. As I said, you know, go for it. You can do this. We're so blessed, again, to have this human form, this opportunity to be here. Live your best life, like actually live your best life and take care of yourself.
Wow. If I had a bomb that could drop right now, oh my gosh, like you just kind of set the bar for all of our listeners and our women. Action. Felicia said it best, y'all. It's about action and making moves. Don't wait. Don't live on autopilot. It's about doing things now. Felicia, thank you so very much for joining us in this amazing session. To our listeners, where could they find you? And especially for that mentorship program that you offer, how is the best way that our listeners can get in touch?
So you can get in touch with me online. So if you just email me info@felicia.com, or you just go to felicia.com, which is my website, it'll take you right to, you know, my manager. management, my assistant, and they will connect us. So just make sure you spell my name right, because it is different. It is FALESHA.com. And I hope to connect with you guys. You know, I definitely love to see women, you know, take over, and we totally are. And I'd love to be here to support each and every one of you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this segment. If you didn't leave inspired and motivated, oh no, I don't know what else would, but keep in mind that we will be back every week with a new episode. Thank you so much, Felicia, for coming and being a part of this series. Like I said, I have goosebumps on my arms right now. I feel like I can take over the world. And if you were thinking about getting into real estate, Felicia said, now is the time. Now is the time to make your move and to do it right. So thank you again for joining us. My name is Edwina McKinnon. I'm the host for MFH, which is Move Her Forward. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.